noticed these two times, it seems that I pitched to all the empty chairs. So I'm thinking, can we do me a favor, move to the central, close to the center, so that I can pitch not to the empty chairs. I see a lot of empty chairs. Try to move to the middle, you know, so we can see one another better. Thank you. It's much better. Do you see brothers and sisters now? Originally, two good people, five from the other side, you know. So it's good to see all of you here. Okay, let's start with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this time, this freedom and the encouragement from you that we can come together to learn your words. And we ask, Lord, you speak to us directly so that we can know what you want us to do in our life. Bless us together in Jesus' name, pray. Amen. I've been here for over 2 months, and I still don't know most of your names, so I hope, can you help me and do me a favor when you see me and tell me your name? And at least you need to tell me 10 times before I really memorize the name. I remember two Joseph here. Joseph, is it Joseph? Joseph, but I don't know your last name, so I just know Joseph. So next time I need to know Joseph's last name, and then I can distinguish. And I know some of the you, but not every one of you. So hopefully you tell me your name, and if you can tell me who is your parents, then I can connect your relationship, your family together. You help me to remember your whole family. Okay, hopefully less than a year, I remember all of your name. I've been preaching a sermon series on stewardships when I come here. And some of the message I already share with you, but some of them I share with the Chinese congregations. But what I've shared so far, and today I want to conclude my stewardship series. And so I would like to remind some of the message I shared with you before. So we talk about we need to refocus our life. We need to find out our life purpose. Without the life purpose, you don't know how to be a good steward. We learn how to invest our life so that we won't waste our life, but we can use our life to glorify God. We learn how to use the time wisely so that you really make use of your time, invest your time to do an eternal thing. We learn how to balance our life. There's several ways to balance it. And we learn how to be grateful and thankful so that we can live a life to glorify God. So that everything we have is a gift from God. God so loved the world that he made you specially. You are specially shaped for his purpose here on earth. There's not anybody in the world like you. Nobody. And I share this message with the Chinese congregation last week, especially speak to those get baptized, and I tell them God shaped them so specially, and God shaped them that everyone is original. There's no copy, okay? Everyone is so special. So originals are always more valuable than copies. In summary, God is saying to us, I make you to be you, and I don't want you being anybody else. So last week, I encouraged them to find out how special they are. And I used a word, shape, S-H-A-P-E, to help them to find their identity, their shapes. S stands for spiritual gift. Who is attending the Chinese service last week? Can you raise your hand? Okay. Do you remember what is S? S stands for spiritual gift. And then, can I go? How come? Okay. H stands for heart and or passion. And then A stands for your natural ability. Maybe you need to help me to pass. Okay. P stands for personality. And the last one, E, stands for experiences. So each one of us are shaped in this five areas. So no one like you. Everyone is so special and original. God used all these things to save you. Why? Because there's a purpose for your life to fulfill. So I want to point out something you need to understand, especially the moment you step across the spiritual nine. That means when you accept the Lord, there's something happened in your life. God gives you five kinds of gifts. Do you know that? Anyone can tell me what kind of gift you have? Four of them. At least you need to know at least one. The one first one is very important. The gift of eternal life, the gift of the second one of forgiveness, isn't it? When you accept the Lord, God gives you the gift of forgiveness, and the second thing is the gift of eternal life, and the third thing is you should know the gift of the Holy Spirit enter to your life to live inside you. But one last very special thing I want to talk about it today is the gift of spiritual gift. There's a kind of special gift that God gives it to you when you accept the Lord. And this is the gift that gives it to you so that you can accomplish what God wants you to do in your life. So today I want to share and hope you can understand a little bit more about spiritual gift. Okay, what does Paul say? In the Bible verse, Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, he said, "Now concerning spiritual gift, brethren, I do not want you to be what? Unaware." You know, I honestly tell you, when I pastored so many years, a lot of people, they don't know they have spiritual gift. They are unaware. I shared with you already, when you accept the Lord, you cross the spiritual line, and you receive four kinds of gifts. One of them is the spiritual gift. So the spiritual gift is there in your life. Either you use it, or it's waiting for you to use it. So Paul continues to say, a spiritual gift is given to each one of us so that we can help each other. So the spiritual gift is given to who? What the Bible said? Each one of who? Us. So everyone should have at least one spiritual gift. Is it correct? Paul reminds us, each one of us have at least one spiritual gift. But the question is, what is spiritual gift? Can you define it? What's the spiritual gift? God has a purpose for your life, you know that. And your spiritual gift are the tools, just like an instrument or tools that God gave it to you so that you can use it to fulfill what God wants you to do in your life. God never asks you to do something and let you do it without giving you some tools. And this is the tools God gave it to you. So, but the spiritual gift are given to you, what's the main purpose? It's not for yourself. It's for other people. It gives it to you to help other people. So you receive a spiritual gift, it's not for your own use. You use it for other people. It's also true that other brothers and sisters receive other spiritual gift, that they can help you. They can use it to help other people. So what's the difference between the spiritual gift and the natural gift? Can you distinguish? We have two types of gift. When one is when you're born and God gives you some natural gift. When you're born again, God gives you the spiritual gift. For the natural gift, is given to you at your birth. And this is the natural, like, for example, you have a special ability in sports, in music. You know, some people, they don't need to have a kind of a teacher to teach them piano. They can play very well. Okay, they have natural gift of music. And on the other hand, spiritual gift is the moment that you accept the Lord, God gave it to you. There's many types of spiritual gift according to the Bible. There's over 20 types of spiritual gift. For example, helping, hospitality, encouragement, giving, teaching, pastoring, evangelism. You have over 20 types. So there's totally different kind of gift. Natural gift is given to you. Okay, God will not take it away. But spiritual gift, God gives it to you. If you don't use it, God can take it away. You see the difference? So you need to use it, otherwise you lose it. So the next question is, what is the use of the spiritual gift? According to the Bible, in John chapter 9, verse 4, it said, we must do the work of him who sent me. Work the work God wants you to do. We need to use the spiritual gift to fulfill what God wants us to do in this earth. We are not here forever. Do you understand? You only have a limit of time to fulfill God's, you know, purpose for your life. You need to make use of this short period of time and do it right so that in future, in eternity, you can enjoy the rewards and the blessing from God. God never give you a task and ask you to do it, but he will give you at the same time the gift so that you can use it. And you need to find out what is your spiritual gift. So write this down. You can write this down. My gift is the power to bless others. My gift is the power to bless others. You are blessed to be a blessing. Is it great? You can be a channel blessing to other people. Everyone else, you can be a channel blessing. So the Bible also reminds us in Paul. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 46, and this is from NLT version. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service, but we serve the same Lord. God works in different ways, but it is the same God who does the work of in all of us. Can you find out that special word appear three times? What's the word? Different. Different. We are called to serve God. Okay, everyone are called to serve God, but we are just called to serve God in different ways. Don't try to copy any other person. Don't try to be like any other person. You are so special and so unique that God wants you to serve him in different ways. You are different from other people. Okay, I can give you an illustration. For example, if I invite a group of brothers and sisters to my house, I don't have a house yet. When I have a house, I will invite you, okay? Okay, I invite you for dinner, and six of them come to my house, and we sit on a round table. And all of you have different kind of gift, okay? Some maybe have gift of exhortations, some may have the gift of mercy, some may have the gift of serving, some may have the gift of teaching, some may give a gift of giving, some may have the gift of administration. Okay, six people, six different kind of gift. Okay, there's something happen. There's something happen. Okay, when we start serving the dessert, okay, and all of a sudden, you cannot hold it, you know, properly, and then spilled. Okay. So six of us, you know what happened? They will respond differently. I can give you two examples. Then you need to tell me the rest of four. Okay, for example, if I have the gift of exhortation, you will probably say something like that. That's what happened when you are not careful. Okay, people with that gift always figuring out how to correct something. Okay, get it? Okay, if you have the gift of mercy, what will you say? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everyone does that. Your goal is relief, kind of embarrassment. Okay, oh, that's your gift of mercy. Okay, the next one, you need to tell me your answer. You can figure out. If you have the gift of serving, what will you say? Huh? Say it louder. Okay, yeah, right. Help me, let me help you to clean it up, isn't it? You're serving. Clean it up. I clean it up for you because this is your goal, that to meet a practical need. And if you give off teaching, what will you say? Okay, yeah, that you may say something. The reason it fell over is because too heavy on one side. Okay, you're always trying to figure out how to teach someone else. Okay, it's teaching. And if you give a giving, what will you say? Easy. Say it louder. Ah, you say, I'm glad I buy another one. I added the shirt. Don't worry about it. I buy another one. Giving. Just buy it. Okay, the last one. If you have a gift of administration, what will you say? Oh, yeah, right. Okay, probably you will say, okay, Joseph, okay, you go to get the mop. And Jane, or even you have Pelham, no, you better make a new T-shirt. I don't know whether you know how to make it. And and then maybe Christina, you do other things. That's a kind of administrator, a leader type that assign people to do things. Because you have this kind of gift. But you know what? Every church, every fellowship, every small group need to have those kind of person in the church. We need the administrator so that we can accomplish a common goal. Otherwise, no one how to do it. We need to have a helper so that they can use their hand to do things. We need to have a giver so that they give money, so they have money to use, isn't it? So is it beautiful? God creates so different. So the Bible said, the next Bible verse, we are God's masterpiece. Okay, it doesn't come out. Something happened with the screen. Okay. It's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. I read it to you. We are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us to do long ago. The next one. Yeah. We are God's. What the Bible said? Tell me. Masterpiece. What is masterpiece? Can we go to the next line? Masterpiece in the Greek words is what? You know the English, how to pronounce the English? Phoem. Phoma. So the English name phoem is come from the Greek word. You are the phoem. You are the artwork of my. You are the masterpiece that I create you. You are so different. Nobody like you. So I give you some special gift. You have to use it. So now you may ask, what are the steps to use your spiritual gift? What are the steps to use your spiritual gift? There's four things we need to do. I try to help you to remember these four things. So all first words start with D, okay? The first D is discover. Discover your spiritual gift. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14, do not negate the spiritual gift you receive. Don't forget you have the spiritual gift. So the question is, how do you discover your spiritual gift? There's three E. The first E is examined. The second E is evaluate. The third E is experiment. First, you examine. That means you study your spiritual gift. I cannot teach you all just in half an hour and you understand your spiritual gift. You need to do your homework after this Sunday. I encourage you to do a spiritual gift assessment test so that you can find out at least from the test what is your spiritual gift. And you can ask Pastor Scott for a survey. And I have the Chinese one. I'm still looking for the English version. It's 162 questions. And if you know how to read Chinese, you can go to the secretary and ask them for a copy. And I hope I can get all your results so that we can know how to, you know, work together as a team. So either I hope I can find the English version so that we can prepare for you and you can ask Pastor God, or I have other resources as well. Anyway, the first thing is examine. Try to find out. But at the same time, you need to evaluate. You need to really, even from the test, you know, oh, maybe this is my gift. But you need to ask, you need to ask other people, oh, what do you think my gift is? People will tell you. So I like the test that come with that you can give a copy to other people. They can give you feedback. Online test, there's no feedback. It's all your own response, and it may not be truly, you know, reflect your situation. So I like those tests with a copy that you ask people. They can give you the response. You can compile to your result. And that's what happened in my life. I share with you my life story. Originally, I don't know. I have some kind of special gift. But people tell me. Then I start doing the survey. And then, you know, after that, I found my spiritual gift. There's three major spiritual gifts that I have. Do you want to know? Do you want to guess? What do you see, Pastor? What? This is evaluation, isn't it? You should have the same kind of understanding. Just like what the tests tell me. The first one is just a guess. Don't worry. Huh? Teaching. And then, three of them. You're right, teaching is one of them. Correct. Two more. Huh? Okay, I tell you what is it. The first one is evangelism. Second is teaching. And the third one, I don't think you know. Administration. So this is the priority. First is evangelism. So I've been serving in different churches. So I love to do evangelism. So my passion is to share the gospel. So that's why when I have a lot of administration, even have to give administration, serving as a senior pastor, there's a lot of meeting, a lot of time spent just talk and meet people. And I feel that is not my passion, okay? So that's why I like to be a frontline minister, okay, share the gospel, bring more people to Christ. That's why I leave my formal church. So I hope when I come here, I'm not only serve a senior pastor, but I have the opportunity to go frontline to share the gospel with people, because this is my gift and this is my passion. Okay, so that's how you find out, okay, and evaluate, and then you experiment it. That means you do it. Because even you have the test, you tell you, oh, you have this kind of gift. You just sit there. Anything happen? No. Just like a car. You park there. Can it move? Oh, electric car? No. You need someone to start the car and turn the wheel and move it. Move the car forward, isn't it? So even you have the gift inside you, you need to start doing something. And then God will direct you to the right direction. So you need to experiment. It doesn't matter. Even you don't have the result yet, you just try something else. Try to serve in the church so that you can experiment it. And people will tell you how good you are at that. Okay, so first of all, the first one we know is D. Tell me, what is D, number one? Discover. And the second one is delegate. Delegate. You need to delegate your gift to God. And the Bible reminds us in Romans chapter 6, verse 13. Give yourself completely to God, for you are dead. But now you have new life. Is it great? We have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. We might ask, give yourself over ourselves, dedicate ourselves. And also, not only that, use your whole body, dedicate your whole body as an instrument to glorify God. And in the Chinese, if you use, you understand Chinese, you see very special two words. It said, offer two times, dedicate. So sometimes I need to look at parallel Bible, different Bible verses, and that's how helped me to study the Bible. So in NIV version, the translation is more clear. But rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death. The first one is offer. From death to life. And the second part is, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. So bring up the idea of delegation as well. So once you know your gift, you need to dedicate to God. You tell God, God, I have this kind of gift. I dedicate it to you. And help me to use it rightly. So first D is discover. Second D is delegate. The third one is derive. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6, this is why I remind you to fan into flame the spiritual gifts God gave you. Once you know your gift, that you need develop them so that, like the Bible said, fan into flame. Give align muscles. You know muscles? You have muscles? Do you go to gym? Anyone go to gym here? Do exercise? Only the youth? How about the adults? How about Pastor Scott? No? No? So he may not have muscle. Okay. So you know muscles? The muscle, they do exercise. The more they do it, wow, you see, wow, who's so strong. Even the ladies, when I go to 24 to do, not here when I'm in California, because they put the training center with the elliptical together. When I do the elliptical, I see the lady doing the exercise, you know, training exercise. Wow, they move the weight. Not say strong man. And the edge weight, you see the muscle. The more you do the exercise, the more stronger your muscle. When you do your exercise, the muscles go stronger. But when you don't do it, you know what? It doesn't look good. Okay. So just similar to the gift you have, you need to do it, exercise it. The more you do it, the better you know how to use it. So you need to develop it. What does it mean? You need to study it. You need to practice it. You need to study, for example, if you have the gift of exhortations. Oh, Pastor God has gift of exhortation. You need to maybe ask Pastor how you use this kind of gift. You can study, okay? You can study through some biblical, Christian books. So we have three of them already. First is discover. Second is delegate. Third is develop. And the last one is very easy, deploy. That's what I mean deploy. Just use it. You need to use it. So the Bible reminds us in Romans chapter 12, verse 6, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. This is one of the example only. God give each one of us a different kind of gift, but you have to give. The Bible reminds you need to what? Use it as many opportunities as you can. Do it more. So what's the best way to practice and develop and deploy and dedicate your spiritual gift? I think it's in the church setting. I think it's in the fellowship on the small group. Especially the smaller the group, the better you can have the opportunity to discover, to dedicate, to what else? Develop and then deploy. Can you get it? So, as a conclusion, four things we learn about spiritual gift. 4D. Say it together. Discover. Dedicate. Develop. Deploy. Can you tell the other brothers and sisters next to you these four things? Tell them now. Okay, it's not difficult, isn't it? Okay, so let's review. God gave spiritual gift to you the moment you accept Jesus as your personal Savior. God has a plan for you and for the church. Here's what I will do. I will give every single person in the church different gift. God tell you that. I will give you, every person, different kind of gift. Then everybody has a place. Everybody has a role. Everybody get involved. Everybody can contribute. And everybody gets rewarded, not just the pastor or somebody else. So imagine what would happen if everybody in our church did this. We have no people just sit there. Everyone is a contributor. What if everybody said, I know my gift, and I'm using my gift? What kind of power, what kind of impact would we have on this world? It would be explosive. If everyone discovered, dedicated, developed, and deployed their gift, we can make a difference for God's kingdom. And I can guarantee you, if every one of us here, you are willing to use a gift. By that time next year, I'm not pitching to a lot of empty seats because a lot of people will come to our church to worship God because God bless us so much. Because you respond to God's calling and use a gift to serve Him in the church. So Paul said, again remind us, in Romans chapter 6, verse 13, I hope you can remember and memorize these Bible words. Let's read it together. Give yourselves completely to God. Can it start again? Read it together. What is me? Read it together. Not pastor, read it. Okay? Let's read it together. Give yourselves completely to God, for you are dead, but now you have new lives. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Can you do that? You have a new life. And you need to use your spiritual gift, your whole body, as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. So I will encourage you to do things, some practical action in the coming month or weeks. Two things. The first one, within a month, find out what kind of spiritual gift you have. Okay, if you know how to read Chinese, go to the secretary, get a copy, And I have some notes as well. You don't need to give me back the notes, but you need to give me back your results. And I will talk to Pastor Scott. We'll come up with an English version for you. So that's the first exercise, practical work you need to do. And once you find your spiritual gift, the second thing is, can you dedicate your gift to God and tell God that I will use it to glorify God in this church next year? Can you do that? Say it to me. No, doesn't look good. Can you do that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Can you say to other the one beside you, tell him or her, can you do that? Okay. Remember her face or his face and his name, her name. And okay, after a month, ask them, what is your spiritual gift? Can you ask them after a month? And you need to tell them when people ask you. And then you need to ask them, have you dedicated your gift to serve God? If you have a gift of serving, what should you do? Just give you some challenge. You know that we have cooking service. You can come to cook. Now, if you don't know cooking, don't worry about it. But you know how to do it. Cooking is a serving. And how about after service, after the lunch service, people serve you the lunch. You sit there in the round table. You can serve something like that. Close the table, put the chair back. It's kind of serving. Or you can help to open the table, open the chair and put it properly. So we see a lot of people doing different things, like parking outside. I know Jean is the one always doing the one that takes care of the parking. You can help him as well. There's a lot of way you can serve in different way, in different positions. So after a month, what should you do? Ask the one that sits beside you right now. Remember his face, her face. Ask him, what's your gift? Okay. And then the second question is, what are you going to do? How do you use it in this church? I hope you can give a definite answer. Can you do that? Yes. I will do this. Okay. And hope you can. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving us and granting us the spiritual gift so that we can serve you in the church. May you help us to unwrap and discover our spiritual gift, and also help us to develop it and also dedicate and use it, and so that we can glorify your name. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen.